Well, you know what else is happening on the WGN website and on WGN Radio right now?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And I got a $15 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Bridgeview, Broadview. I'm getting to replace Bridge Broadview. It's in Broadview, people. Broadview.
Okay.
True outlet prices every day. Just come and see the beautiful new mahogany and alderwood entry doors. And I have that $50 in my pocket going to you right now. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Giving away a lot of stuff today.
I know.
And great stuff.
Pretty crazy. Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. All right. I don't know why I'm compelled to say the other place, which it is not in.
No.
Excellent point. Thank you, Anna.
But you don't use, I don't know. Broadview doesn't come up as much as Bridgeview for some reason.
Right. But now it's Broadview.
It's more top of mind.
You know what? This is not why we called. No. Here we go. Checking in at
number five.
Bernie Sanders dropped by late night on Thursday and told Seth Meyers that when it comes to the upcoming election, voters should be less concerned with personality and focus more on the issues.
I would ask those people who voted for me, even if you have concerns about Clinton, you don't like this aspect, I understand that. But look at the hard issues that impact your lives and your neighbors' lives, and then think whether or not you want Donald Trump to become president.
Bernie's back.
I love the fact is, listen, I know she's a complete hazarai. I know. She's a mashuge. I know. But what's better? You want her or you want that guy?
That is kind of what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's almost what, exactly what he's saying.
That is exactly what he's saying.
But they're really trying to turn out the millennial voters because it seems as if older men and are showing in polls that they do intend to come out and vote and that they need the millennials to sort of counter that in the equation.
Feel a burn.
I know that's
where she goes.
Thank you very much, Violenta. all right, let me, Frankie, as a world-famous bartender, what would you say the percentage of conversation at a bar in any given day right now in Chicago is? Is it, how many times a day do you think Donald Trump is mentioned in a bar?
Half the time I'm in the bar.
How many fights break out over politics? I mean, are you just hearing it? I heard it last night at the bar I was at in Wrigleyville.
They get a little bit loud, yeah. I mean, it's a quickly emotional conversation, so I try to put out the fire with alcohol.
Oh, that always helps.
Oh, yeah.
See, that always helps.
That doesn't make it worse, ever.
Grease fires, always. You should put those out with alcohol, too, right? Isn't that true?
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah, and then what happens, are people, do you say Cubs or Trump are heard more often in the bar?
Right now, Cubs.
Okay. Cubs, that makes me feel better
good.
About the world, I guess.
Yeah.
Sort of. Slightly. Yeah, nothing's making me feel better about the world.
Number four.
First Lady Michelle Obama was on the stump for Hillary Clinton today in Fairfax, Virginia. She says that her husband has had to deal with a lot of critics over his 8 years in office. But he has been trying, really, pretty much, to ignore Donald Trump, who, of course, you know, was the guy who was, you know, the birther movement.
Then, of course, there were those who questioned and continue to question for the past 8 years, up through this very day, whether my husband was even born in this country. Well, during his time in office, I think Brock has answered those questions with the example he set by going high when they go low.
Very passionate today, the First Lady. Very passionate.
There's a moment right then and there where the head of the DNC was probably thinking, the corporate types, the people we don't know, the names that we never think about, was probably thinking to themselves, you know what we could do? If we could make Hillary Clinton have one more stumble, then we could run her. Let's run her. See what goes on.
She's all right. A great campaigner. She comes across very honest.
Here's what the president had to say.
I, Jonathan, have no reaction, and I'm shocked that a question like that would come up at a time when we got so many other things to do. Well, I'm not that shocked, actually. It's fairly typical. We got other business to attend to. I was pretty confident about where I was born. I think most people were as well. And my hope would be that the presidential-elect election reflects more serious issues than that.
You know what? It was interesting. When I heard him say that earlier today, I thought to myself, you know, I'm not confident about where I was born.
How would you
I
know?
Have no idea. I mean, I've been
not
told,
aware of that much, right? At that particular moment.
Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. They could have told me I was born. I was supposed to have been born at Wesley Hospital in Chicago, the now Northwestern.
Mm-hmm. There's a plaque there. Yeah, there's, you were born there.
Yeah, there's a plaque.
Go
yeah.
Cats.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you were born there?
Mm-hmm. There's a plaque where my liver came into the world and then went out of the world. It's right. There's two plaques in the... I don't know.
I've heard a lot of people in your family over the years say he's got to be adopted. He's just there's something wrong with that boy.
We'll get are you to sure he's related?
Three, you're two, and you're one. I believe Dolores. I think he's from Kenya. All right, so the Canarbo Wagon is rolling. The top five at five is underway. Grant DePorter is here. Frankie O is here, for both of them from Harry Carey's. The Green Tie Ball is coming up on October 1st. Anna and I are hosting. GatewayGreen.org is the place to go buy your tickets. And very quickly, Grant, the city is turning itself green. All the big downtown buildings are doing it, right?
Right. Your building, the Tribune Tower, Wrigley Building, Trump Tower. Nice. You look all around the city, you'll start seeing green buildings. Up the lights will stay green until October 1st, the night of the Green Tie Ball. And this week, breaking news, the city of Chicago did a resolution declaring the week leading up to the Green Tie Ball Gateway Green Week in the city of Chicago.
Congratulations.
That's very
awesome.
Lovely, Gateway Green. Did they mention me and Anna in any way when they were doing that?
I think Alderman Hopkins introduced it, and you're his favorite person, so yes.
Whereas, Rocon and Blanca.
Official proclamation.
Hey, as host, do those guys get like a plus six? Because I need to be about, you know, I know they
yeah,
already are. They both have plus ones, but then mm-hmm. I thought maybe plus two, plus, if you get like a plus
they get
six.
Like plus right? 30 because they're so amazing.
God, yes.
Oh, that's music to my ears.
Number three.
And so is this. Jimmy Kimmel's hosting the Emmys on Sunday night.
None of this is important. I mean, you couldn't get more frivolous than an award for an entertainment program, but it's important to the people who are nominated. It's important to their families. And there's so much great work out there that, you know, I appreciate it. For me, to be able to come home and watch a great show every night is it's a valuable thing, and it improves the quality of my life.
Jimmy.
See, it does improve the quality of his life. That is true. Checking in at
number two.
Denzel Washington not happy.
Why?
You know this meme that's been going around? When he was doing the Magnificent Seven movie, which is coming out next week, right? 2 weeks, something like that?
Yeah, next week.
Next week. He was at a big Floyd Mayweather fight, mm-hmm. and somebody took a picture of him with a big mustache,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a sad face. And he's not happy.
Hmm. If I had my wallet, I'd show it to you. Because they didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, no one knew. Yeah. No one
they
knew.
They don't need to know.
Yeah.
They know now.
Yeah, those who can do. Those who can't talk about those who can.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Send that out. Those who can do. Those who can't talk about those who can.
Yeah.
Now, can you or can you not? Are you just one that sits on the sideline to talk about other people? Or can you step up?
Ooh, I don't like
I'm afraid to review his movie now.
Really? Watch out, Richard.
I like this, by the way. That's probably a shot across about all the reviewers. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens with that movie. I haven't seen it yet, right?
I think he's talking more like the trolls and stuff. Because he's actually been one of the best reviews actors of the last 25 years.
No question.
He rarely gets a bad review, even when he's not in a great movie. Yeah.
That's true. And he looks pretty cool in this movie.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
He does. He has facial tics, and whenever an actor has facial tics, you know they're very method.
Number one,
the Trumpster stopped by Jimmy. Which one is this one? This is Fallon.
Fallon, yeah.
I can never keep the Jimmys correct because he believes that Lester Holt will feel pressured to hammer him harder than Hillary Clinton.
I think it's very tough for Lester because, frankly, I thought Matt Lauer did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And they're trying to game the system by saying that Trump won the debate because Matt Lauer wasn't as tough on Trump as he was on Hillary Clinton. And that wasn't it. I mean, he was very tough on me and he was tough on her. But they're trying to make it so that Lester's going to come out and really be tough on me. And I think it's unfair. I mean, they're trying to game the system.
Oh, come on. He's setting himself up. Mm-hmm. setting himself up. If he does well, that I got over it. Okay,
who's they? Who's all of they's?
It's them. It's that all the bad people. It's the people. It's I don't know. What about Vladimir Putin?
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't know him, and know nothing about him really. I just think if we got along with Russia, that's not a bad thing. And we're getting along with other countries. The Democrats are trying to say, I like him. Some I don't like him. I don't dislike him. I don't have any feelings one way or the other. And it's not going to matter what he says about me. If he says good things or bad things about me, I'm going to make great deals for our country.
All right.
Jimmy Fallon suggested that if they were besties, they would have the nickname Vlump. Vladimir and Trump.
You always want to hear a candidate for president saying he knows nothing about the leader.
Yeah, you kind of want there to be a total...
I don't know anything about the guy.
No,
that
distancing.
That's how Kennedy won the debate against Nixon. I know nothing about Russia.
I don't have any idea about any of these people. Quite honestly, this is all part of a bar bet I have with another billionaire in New York.
Oh, God.
I told him I was going to be president of the United States. All right, close this thing up, would you? Oh, my God.
The top five at five.